Welcome to the Optimal Health Podcast from Hudson Physicians, getting you back to optimal health when you're feeling sick, stressed, overwhelmed, or run down. Today's discussion is with Dr. Jason Lee, who is a doctor of osteopathic medicine. After attending Concordia College, Dr. Lee continued his education at Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine. Am I saying that right?
That is correct.
Awesome. Bradenton, and completed his physical medicine and rehabilitation residency tenure at Rush University Medical Center, after which he completed a sports medicine fellowship at the University of Michigan. Dr. Lee now holds many professional memberships, has also recently co-authored multiple professional journal publications. In over 8 years of practice, Dr. Lee has focused on his special interests like sports-related concussions, regenerative medicine. He has served as a team physician for local high school, USA Hockey, and we are fully, as I said before we came on, in my wheelhouse. I love this stuff. In my show, we're going to be discussing sports medicine and the elements that surround it and really the things that you're bringing in with new looks here to Hudson Physicians. So Dr. Lee, thank you for joining us here today, and I'm looking forward to this overarching discussion on what you do.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So sports medicine, what drove you to that? I know you've got an athletic background, played some puck and the other things.
Yep.
What got you there?
Well, in college, I was an exercise science and health major in college, and I liked that piece of the puzzle. Didn't think much of maybe going into professional school, and got through the end of that portion of my life and decided, well, I mean, there's a little bit more I can do for people. And so that was the impetus to take the sciences and kind of move forward with the next phase and next portion and into the medical school training and beyond. So that's kind of what got me into medicine, and then kind of got into the sports realm with my previous interests, and my current interests have continued with that. And that's kind of led me to my current pathway.
So as a player, you know, there's the, I always say players play, coaches coach. And then your training staff or your medical team take care of it. And I think at any level, even at the high school level, you've got to be good, you've got to be lucky, and you've got to be healthy. And part of that falls into the world you live in. Is that part of what kind of got you there, saying, you know, this is my way to be around games and the game?
I think so. I mean, I think that you as an athlete, you're kind of always an athlete, and, you know, this is your way to stay connected to the sports world in a realm of, you know, helping people, you know, trying to, you know, keep people in the game and keep people on the ice or keep people on the field. And this is, I think, kind of my way to offer something back, bring back to, you know, the sport I love, to the communities that you work in, and provide something that's a service and keep people moving forward and participating in what they enjoy.
So what would you define sports medicine as a whole as?
Well, sports medicine is basically just an extension of another subspecialty in medicine. You know, it's basically the study, I should say, but it's more the medicine part of it that goes with sports medicine, whether it's, you know, a heart issue, a lung issue, to a lot, what we do a lot of here is kind of the musculoskeletal kind of orthopedic realm per se. So sports medicine really encompasses not just, you know, joint, tendon, bone injuries. It also encompasses a lot of these other pieces of puzzle that, you know, extend out from, you know, those types of injuries and types of things that we see probably more of in the clinic setting. So
from the clinic setting, your typical situation would be parents of an athlete or an athlete have some issues. They come, an injury or maybe something that's starting to kick in a little bit. They come to you and say, okay, help me, define me.
Yep. Yeah, we kind of see everything from kind of top down, to be honest, anywhere from the head, which is the concussion realm, down to the foot and ankle. And so you see anything from, you know, fractures to sprains to strains to overuse to tendinopathies to arthritis in our older active population and everything kind of in between. So,
wow, so that you're well versed.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty well versed in seeing a little bit of this and a little of that, and that's what keeps it interesting, keeps every day something new and exciting, and offering something to the patients and offering something to the community and trying to just make people better from a pain perspective and a functional perspective.
How busy is this area of work?
Well, I mean, it's a growing field. It's, you know, definitely changed since I got out about 10 years ago. I mean, there's more people doing what I do, you know, locally, nationally, but then there's also the demand is higher than what it's ever been. You know, these, you know, growth of, you know, access, you know, at all hours of all days of the week has probably been a good thing for getting people to the care that they want when they want it. And there's some pitfalls that go with it too. So, but to that effect, I mean, this is an area that, you know, people are active. People want to be active anywhere from adolescents, you know, high school age athletes up to the, you know, older. You got to be careful with the word geriatric, but the,
yeah,
but the,
that would be me.
That, and I'm working that direction too. So, I mean, those people have the same wants and needs as the younger people. I mean, they want to be active. They want to participate. They have goals they want to achieve. And we're kind of all, you know, we're the, I'd say the ringleader, working with in conjunction of other healthcare professionals, whether it be athletic trainers to physical therapists. I mean, our goal is to be maybe the gatekeeper to getting these people back to the game or back to the field and keeping them active and keeping them involved in what they love and enjoy.
So as defined, yes, these are athletes that participate on teams or clubs, but it could also be your weekend warriors, yep, or just someone who likes to walk.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of runs a full spectrum, right? I mean, from, you know, you have, you know, teenagers, adolescents that, you know, play, you know, elementary to middle school to high school athletics and endeavors. And then you get to the, you know, the middle, you know, age like us, weekend warriors that like to, you know, maybe run marathons or play, you know, hockey with their friends on the side or work out at the gym or play basketball with their friends outside, to the people that are further along in life that want to, you know, just be active for fitness, walk with their friends, play pickleball, you know, things like that. So every age bracket has maybe, you know, similar things, but different wants and needs and different expectations.
Yeah.
So
you got me going on the pickleball because that's obviously the new rage, right?
Yep.
Everybody's playing that. And, I play, and I don't want to come in with a pickleball injury, but if I do, I do, right? I guess I'll have to admit that. That's awesome. In terms of, I'm kind of segueing into my next question. I mean, you kind of alluded to it earlier where you're saying you see the gamut from head to toe,
yep,
with types of things. Are there, though, if you look out over, is it by sport or athlete, is there a certain tendency as far as injuries that you're seeing?
Well, it's kind of, every sport is unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if you think of, you know, baseball, softball, I mean, you're seeing more kind of overhead, you know, issues, injuries, overuse, things along that lines. And then you kind of work your way down to, you know, soccer. So you see more, you know, lower extremity injuries, mm-hmm, to concussions, to head injuries. And then, you know, with, you know, football, et cetera, you kind of see everything from top to bottom with that sport. So every sport has its, you know, injuries that occur, things that happen are unique to each sport, but somewhat overlap as well. And, you know, you see sex differences too, from males to females.
I was
going to
ask that, but I don't know if that was okay.
Yep. No, that's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, you know, for instance, one example would be ACL injuries, anterior cruciate ligament injuries, which is a ligament deep within the knee that most people have heard about, at least with athletic injuries. You know, females are more prone to that, you know, so it's part of their, you know, genetics, part of their anatomy, part of its, you know, biology, and they're just more prone to have those things happen. So as we're all seeing, there's growth of prevention programs, and, you know, as we all know, sports is becoming, you know, a year-round endeavor for lots of sports at quite a young age. And so that's one thing that's been definitely a topic of conversation in the sports medicine realm, is, you know, trying to get people to diversify, stay diversified, you know, play multiple sports instead of focusing on, you know, one endeavor, you know, as they move forward in life. That typically does happen where the kind of scope narrows, the triangle kind of gets to a peak, and they usually, yep, will play a sport or two. But, you know, especially when they're younger, you want people to be active and be doing lots of things. That's good for the body, be, you know, in one thing and away from another.
This may be way inside baseball question, but do you notice that there's a time of the year where more injuries occur, let's say for a baseball player,
yep,
when they're being just hammered on those weekends, let's say for the 7 or 8, 9, 10 games with all the pitching and things? Do you find that it's within core times like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say they're probably clumped a bit, right?
Springtime, yeah.
I mean, people are getting ramped up for maybe having done as much. So you'll see, you know, the beginning of injuries or the brewing of injuries of, you know, just not having trained. And then you get to the summer part of it when, you know, things are kind of hot and heavy for softball, baseball, those types of activities. And you start to see the overuse injuries, overuse types of things that are occurring. But then to that effect, you kind of look at the thing, everything in totality. I mean, you see these things all the time. I mean,
yeah.
I've seen, you know, people come in the, you know, December and are going to a baseball camp in January, and they have an issue that they have that they want to address before they go overseas or out of the country. So it's really no time is off limits. You know, it's just kind of 2022. You'll see anything and everything in a variety of seasons, even if not necessarily quote unquote their season to be playing, because what that may mean is, you know, high school season differs from a club season, and a lot of these things are going continuously and year round.
Can sports medicine be used in a preventative fashion?
Yep.
How?
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, I think that's one thing that we try to offer is when people, especially when people come in with something, you know, they come in for a shoulder injury or an elbow injury or a knee, whatever they come in for, whatever ailment, you know, you're trying to make them better in the moment, right? You want to get them back to what they like to be doing and want to be doing and love doing, but you're also thinking in the back of your mind, what can I do to fix this long term, not just, you know, get them back now? What can I do to be, you know, preventative? And that's, you know, probably a big thing in any, you know, ailment that we deal with is thinking about what's the cause of this. The effect is what's happening, and what can we do preventatively to kind of, you know, make things better long term. So
in the new Hudson Medical Center that's opening up shortly, there'll be the field house there. Will that be something you can utilize within your practice, what you're doing too?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a great adventure for us as a group, for the community in a whole, to be able to, you know, offer what we do here with Hudson Physicians as far as, you know, the sports medicine realm is non-surgical. I mean, that's what we offer, is all the non-operative things that we can do, which is 90% of musculoskeletal,
really?
Orthopedic sports medicine. So that's a big, you know, big chunk of it. And then obviously having, you know, Twin Cities Orthopedics there for the surgical part of it, and then having the physical therapy field house there, that's going to be big. I mean, that'll be a great adventure for us to be able to have more resources, more, you know, more players, you know, in the same building where you can collaborate. That's just going to be a nice adventure for us as a practice and for the community to have this, you know, right in their wheelhouse where you can come right here and not have to go anywhere else. We'll have all-encompassing services right in town.
What a great blend. In terms of the 90%, that was a number that made my eyes pop out.
Yep.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
What's an example of how you would, I don't know if the word would be rehab or bring people along?
Yeah, so I mean, let's talk maybe about a couple of typical things that are occurring that, you know, kind of year round, you know, ankle sprains, you know, radiculopathy or sciatica. That's a, you know, common ailment in the back with a nerve issue. So, you know, with those pieces of the puzzle, what we do in the clinic is obviously important as far as the physician realm or the provider realm per se, as far as, you know, evaluating, treating, prescribing different things that aren't physical therapy or rehabilitation. But I tell a lot of my patients, most of my patients, that that's probably the biggest key, is to prescribe a very specific, you know, rehabilitation protocol that can be enacted in the clinic by our athletic training staff, or can be referred out into the community with the physical therapist, and then they can, you know, enact what we want to be done from a therapy perspective to, you know, treat the current set of symptoms, get them back in the game, quote unquote, and then hopefully stay in the game, quote unquote, so they're not coming back to us for a different ailment or a different injury or getting back into therapy to rehabilitate something different. We're wanting to make them better long term and not just band-aiding problems. So
from a team physician perspective, I mean, you've been everywhere overseas, and was it Switzerland you said you were? Sweden.
Yep.
You've done some Minnesota State High School League stuff.
Yep.
How about local high schools? I know they have trainers on site. I get that.
Yep.
But do any high schools hire people such as you to join them as well?
Well, I mean, I think part of it is it's an obligation and a duty to serve the community. I mean, so in our group, we're covering different high schools, Hudson High School, St. Croix, Prescott, et cetera. And we're at, you know, on site for the bigger, you know, contact sports for, say, football in the fall is probably the one that you'll see us at the most. But then to that effect, if there's a need or a want for other sports, you know, hockey, basketball, physicians are on site on an as-needed basis, per se, and for a variety pack of reasons. But you know, a lot of schools in this region have athletic trainers at their school, which is good. I mean, that's a great first line person to be at games, at practices, be in the training room. They know these, you know, student athletes the best, and we're obviously offering a service to help them if there's a need, but they typically have a good understanding of the school, the people at the school, the student athletes that are participating, and we're just another resource to help them if they need us.
I saw a player at a JV game last Saturday, hockey. Went into the wall a little bit upright. He was not, you know, you really need to, as a coach, right, as a former player yourself, I mean, you really need to do some self-preservation to know. But he got hit a little bit extra heavy, and his head hit the top of the dasher, snapped it, went down. Yep. The trainer that was there is a veteran. He knows what he's doing. He did the immobilization thing. Just to be safe. Yep. His limbs were moving, but he just wanted to be sure. He was a really good trainer that was there.
Yep.
I've seen some high school games, because I do a ton,
yep,
where that isn't going to happen. How important do you think it is as a whole for high school athletes, especially in the contact games like that, to have a very good, at least, first contact trainer and then someone like you in the background around.
Yeah, it's critical. I mean, I think that having a professional staff at your school that can handle most of the things without a need for a physician is paramount. I mean, we have a service, you know, we're providing things, you know, on site in the clinic, but the majority of the time, the athletic trainers are the ones that are there at the games,
yeah,
providing the coverage, covering the practices, you know, in the training room to be accessible to the student athletes at the school. So I think every school, at least around here, most schools have that resource, which is, you know, very important and provides the first line medical care. And we come in, obviously, usually on the back end, but yep, we provide something that's meaningful. But having that person at the school is of utmost importance. I think it may be an underappreciated entity probably in most communities and most schools that they probably don't think about much about these people until they need them. And then they need them and they hopefully are, you know, step up to the plate and provide the services that are required and needed and get everybody moving in the right direction and, you know, serving themselves professionally, serving the community, and hopefully providing a service to the team to get people in the game. But, you know, you have to be safe and have people play when they're out to be played and when pull people out when they shouldn't be out there. So
you've been clearly doing this for a while. You're well connected. You know what you're doing. Have you done any work or any outreach, let's say, at the youth levels, let's say, with coaches or coaching programs to get them educated to what you do and you're here, you're a resource?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a medical professional, you're always trying to grow what you do, right?
Right.
You're trying to become more visible. You're trying to educate people on what you do. I think a lot of people think as a sports medicine physician, provider, that that's, you know, all you do is, you know, sports medicine. Well, we treat athletes from high school to college to weekend warriors to geriatrics. So as far as educating coaches and parents, it's tough. I mean, it's a marketplace you want to get into, you want to dabble into, but you have to, that usually grows more with, you know, name recognition, providing quality care. Your name kind of gets out in the community as a go-to provider or a person that can do this, that, or the other. So it tends to probably grow probably more word of mouth versus, yeah, you know, face to face with coaches. I mean, we're there to help the student athletes, but their coaches are there to, you know, get their student athletes to play well, to win games, and to do well on the field. And we're there kind of on the back end when things maybe don't go so well to hopefully, you know, find out problems, diagnose conditions, rehabilitate, and get them back on the field. So
how's it been at Hudson Physicians for you?
Good. Good.
You just jumped on board, didn't you?
Yeah. So I'm 6 weeks in at this point when we're doing this podcast. It's been good. You know, every, you know, practice has its pros and cons, but it's a nice practice. Great people that are here from the top down. A nice working environment. You know, I think like all of us, even as a new person in town or to the group, excited about the new facility. I mean, that's going to be wonderful. That was an attraction to come here, is to be a part of that new building, new growth, new practice, new environment. It's just a new beginning probably for the group. It's obviously well established in the community. I'm just another kind of cog in the wheel to hopefully grow what's already here and just to kind of piggyback and offer, you know, probably what's already here and a few additional services and grow and move into a new building and take things forward.
Well, as a lifelong West Sider, nobody judge me. Please don't hold that against me. I have to say the feeling of fresh, and it's a really vibrant area here in Hudson and the way things are going, and it's exciting. You can tell. You can feel it from the youth to the high school to everything that's going around this community to this being a beacon within Hudson is really awesome. And to have people doing the things that you're doing and being added to the mix, I think is absolutely a benefit to all. So I'll leave you on this final question. From the day you started down this path, what has been the best part of your work?
Oh, well, I think there's rewards in everything in life, right? I mean, I think sometimes, you know, there's things I like about the clinic that you find rewarding. You're providing care to people. You're making them better. That's always a gratifying piece, you know, whether it's, you know, 5-year-old to a 95-year-old,
yeah,
to be quite honest, for different reasons and for different wants and different needs. I think a lot of us that practice sports medicine and cover teams and games find gratification, you know, in being on the sideline, being there to help, and, you know, having done different things, you know, locally, internationally. I mean, I think it's always fun to see people do well and then follow them, you know, forward, you know, whether you see them, you know, running around the community or at the gym where you maybe work out at, or, you know, with the things I've done with USA Hockey, you turn on the television, these, you know, players are in the NHL. That's fun to watch. I mean, these are people you got to spend time with when, before they made it big or when they made it big. So I think it's, you know, all phases of it are gratifying, whether it's a clinic experience or whether it's the on-site, the sports medicine, you know, athletic coverage piece. Every part of it is gratifying in different ways. And it's just, you just want to keep people active and, you know, improve their pain and help them function better. I think that's what we're all striving for. So
you have a job you love and those around you benefit.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Dr. Jason Lee, great stuff here on Optimal Health. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
So long, everybody.